This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A school district in the north suburbs is expected to vote on closing a bilingual school. Dr. Bessie Rhodes School of Global Students serves students from both Skokie and Evanston. My colleague Michael Puente reports parents expect the board tonight to vote to close that school. They plan to protest tonight's District 65 school board meeting. Ide Acosta's son just completed first grade.
Bessie Rhodes is the most diverse school in the district. Not only are the majority of the families of color, the significant percentage of families that are Latino.
Last week, the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights sent a letter to District 65 asking leaders to reconsider. The Democratic National Convention is driving up hotel prices in Chicago. The Sun-Times found the average daily rate for available hotel rooms within a one-mile radius of downtown is over $500 during the DNC in August. That tops both Lollapalooza and the NASCAR street race weekends. Sun-Times reporter Abby Miller says the industry is still bouncing back from the impact of the COVID pandemic.
The rates for hotel rooms have returned to what they were in like 2019 and prior. But occupancy is still kind of down, and that's not expected to fully recover until like 2028.
Miller says special events like the DNC provide a boost. The convention is expected to bring 50,000 people to Chicago. Beachgoers, beware. Strong winds today from the north are churning up Lake Michigan. The National Weather Service warns swimming today is high risk. You could see waves up to 7 feet. Meteorologist Ricky Castro says the temperature of the water should also deter people from jumping in.
The air is cool, the water is cool, and you have dangerous conditions. So it's definitely an unsafe mix.
Castro says runners should be mindful as well of beach conditions. Wind gusts could blow water onto the lakefront path. Today is the 100th anniversary of the American Heart Association. Association leaders and partnering physicians gathered at the Drake Hotel. That's where the AHA was founded. Chief Executive Officer Nancy Brown says she's amazed by the progress the organization has made over the past century.
I think we're very inspired, all of us, about how to take everything we have done and what we have learned in our first century and really accelerate it moving into the second.
Brown is using the occasion to bring awareness to rising cardiovascular disease projections in the U.S. and says the organization plans to introduce new initiatives to stop those projections from becoming reality. And the University of Illinois Chicago has welcomed 4 new peregrine falcons to its brood. The birds include 2 males and 2 females. They hatched the first weekend of May, and they arrived just shy of a year after their older brothers, Little and Italy. Parents Mouse and Loop are just 2 of the 15 pairs of peregrine falcons in the Chicago area. Weather, a sunny, blustery day with a high near 70, cooler near the lake. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s, and cloudy in upper 70s on Tuesday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.